Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom, where we bridge the gap from lost and confused to sacred and connected. I am your host, Heather Lee Strom. I am a galactic canine channel and a quantum healing specialist, which is why my show is called the Quantum Healing Show, Quantum Journey Show. This is where we discuss all things quantum. Today we're talking about dogs and what dogs have to do with quantum energy and quantum healing. So this should be a really fun topic. Ironically, dogs are how I became acquainted with the quantum field. That sounds strange, doesn't it? I mean, most people struggle with whether dogs have souls. I know I did for the longest time. But to consider that they are more spiritually advanced than we are is even more mind-boggling. I've had dogs my entire life. 30 dogs have shared my life so far, and I've noticed through the evolution of my canine companions that a little more thoughtful, seem to be a little more knowing, a little more connected, and by this I mean you could just see it in their eyes by the way they looked at me. It was like they were reading my mind, trying to send me messages, like they knew something that I didn't, and they were trying desperately to wake me up to it. Have you ever had this experience with your dog? A connection that you just really couldn't explain, but you just knew in your heart and in your soul that there was more to it than your human mind could understand? It's a very vague feeling sometimes. It never leaves the back of your mind because it seems so far-fetched. The ego struggles with allowing it to come forward, thinking there is no way such a reality could be possible. Yeah, it's a normal reaction to think that animals can't possibly be more evolved than us humans, you know, because we have the opposable thumb and the cognitive power of a more advanced brain. But brain power isn't everything, and the animals know this. In fact, their advantage is that their brain doesn't get in their way of their direct connection to their source, to their all-knowing, to their spirituality. You know? They don't overthink it like we do. They are simply in the moment and in the frequency. So I'm going to let that sink in for a moment as I share with you what I mean by how my dogs introduced me to the quantum field. You see, when I began my spiritual awakening in 2022, I was shown that I needed to write a book about my dogs. I was also intuitively shown that there would be 10 of my dogs in this first book, and specifically which ones. Now, I didn't know exactly what I was to write about, so I just began telling their beautiful stories of how they came into my life, what amazing things happened in my life because of my relationship with them, initially with the sole intention of just sharing them with the world. But as I wrote this book, I began to evolve as well. Now, 9 of the dogs in this book have passed on. Some of them left 50 years ago. In order for me to connect in on the deepest level possible, I was shown I needed to meditate. This was an intuition, an inner knowing, if you will, of a change I needed to make in my life solely for the purpose of completing this task. My ego resisted, as our egos are so good at doing. Our largest barrier to making positive changes in our life and connecting deeply with ourselves and our source is usually our ego. Nevertheless, I pushed past this invisible barrier, knowing that I needed to follow this calling, if you will, and committed to giving it all of my focus and commitment, as I was led intuitively without questioning it. So meditation became my tool to connect, even though I had never meditated before, and magical things began to happen each day as I worked on my assigned project. As my intuition and my skill developed, I found that I could connect into the energy of these nine dogs. They began sending me messages, and before long, I was channeling direct quotes to put in the book. They were beautiful messages, not just for me, but also for humanity, utilizing words and verbiage I would never have put together on my own. Since my brain surgery in 1994, cognitive functions such as word finding, vocabulary, and spelling have been especially challenging for me. Yet, they were having me speak and spell words I wasn't even familiar with and probably haven't been exposed to since high school etymology class. This was an extraordinary experience, and as I got better at it, the canine spirit guides began to introduce themselves through these nine dogs. It turns out that not only are dogs incredibly spiritual, but they also grant us access to quantum frequencies available for powerful instant healing. These canine spirit guides are quantum healing frequencies available to assist us, which are easily accessible through our relationship with our dogs. These incredibly benevolent canine spirit guides have been working with humanity since we adopted the domesticated dog into our lives some 20 to 40,000 years ago, maybe 50,000 years ago. It's no secret that humanity honors canines. We have a very deep emotional bond with this animal. We open our hearts, and we feel and connect deeply with our dogs. Our hearts are more open to our canine companions than they are to most people. And it's because of this genuine exchange of unconditional love that provides a perfect opportunity for us to heal, grow, and expand spiritually. So through this connection, the canine spirit guides assist us in our own spiritual growth and evolution. And they do this by guiding the dogs specifically to send us messages or lead us in a new direction through the dog's personality, temperament, actions, or behaviors. And all of these opportunities are an invitation for us to receive a highly powered healing frequency through this experience. The problem is most of us are unaware of this invitation, much less able to connect in and access it. The canine spirit guides have worked with us covertly, providing gentle nudges to allow us to get it on our own and in our own time and by our own doing in a seemingly magical way. But, as I am sure you are aware, humanity and the world is changing. And at the moment, we have a more significant need for more direct healing. So, as they begin to awaken and activate me through the creation of my book, they were preparing me to introduce them and what they have to offer to the world. It is time humanity had direct access to the canine spirit guides and the advanced quantum healing technology they have to us. So, this is how I became familiar with the quantum field, quantum technology, and quantum healing, because as these canine spirit guides introduced themselves to me, they systematically utilized their quantum healing frequencies to instantly heal me from lifetimes of emotional pain, trauma, ancestral entanglements, faulty beliefs and programmings that were all holding me captive and keeping me from my light. And unlike what we've been taught to believe, that healing takes time, healing is a process, that nothing happens overnight, I'm living proof that powerful healing, which is received with the full intention, has the capacity of instant transformation. As each of the canine guides in my book, Canine Spirit Guides to Healing Power of Man's Best Friend, worked with me in writing their section of the book, they also took me through their healing process, utilizing their powerful abilities on myself to show me what was possible. This meant that I would go into meditation with the intention of connecting with what I needed to know or what I needed to see, allowing me to heal anything that was in the way so I could be the purest channel for this book, for this message, and for this healing. And that provided an opening for whatever was necessary to happen. So I wasn't controlling the experience by placing limitations on it, by dictating what I expected to happen. And that allowed the canine spirit guides to work with me in any way that was necessary to instantly free or dissolve or transform any blockages in the way, which allowed me to elevate very quickly into a higher frequency, a higher knowing, and expand into a higher level of access. The more they worked with me, the more that I could see them, I could hear them more clearly, I could channel their messages more easily. They gave me their names, their physical image representation, and their job titles with humanity. They showed me how to access the tools I needed within the quantum field and how to share their frequency with others so that everyone can have this quick, transformative healing experience. I share all of this with you to impress upon you how powerful dogs really are. So this healing frequency has always been accessible to us through our dogs, but now, out of necessity, it's becoming more directly accessible to anyone who needs it, whether or not you have a dog. So today, I would like to introduce you to some of these canine spirit guides. How does that sound? Would you like to know more about the clandestine mission of your dog? Now, everything I'm sharing or everything I'm going to share with you here today is in my book. So if you want to read this story for yourself and get all the background information as well as photographs and more details about the Canine Spirit Guides, pick up a copy of my book, Canine Spirit Guides, The Healing Power of Man's Best Friend, by Heather Lee Strom. K9 is letter K and the number 9. You can find it on Amazon.com or on my webpage, heatherleestrom.com. That's Heather, LEIGHSTROM.com. All right. First, I'll introduce you to Anthea. She was the first canine spirit guide to work with me, beginning when I was 4 years old, through my Australian Shepherd-looking mixed dog, and then again when I was 12 with my black German Shepherd dog, Trixie. And most recently, she was born in 2004 at my home as my Belgian Malinois Tori. Each and every one of these dogs was very special to me for their own reasons. And they all had a common theme when they appeared in my life. And when Anthea appeared in my life through these dogs, there was a common thread, a common distortion that she was attempting to bring to my attention. You see, Anthea works with us to restore our divine self-love and joy. And I bet you're going, yeah. Isn't that what all dogs do? Well, sort of. It goes deeper than that, and it goes beyond your current experience or your childhood. It can even extend into past life work or ancestral pattern work that you inherited through your bloodline. Many of us suffer from emotional pain we aren't even aware of. Pain bodies, as they call them, we carry around with us for many lifetimes. Your soul keeps track of everything from any life or experience that you have not healed and integrated and carries it forward into your next life. So even if you are unaware of traumatic events or pain in this life, you may need to heal baggage from previous lives and ancestral baggage, such as your mother line being afflicted in the Salem witch hunts, or a rage pattern handed down through your father line, may be difficult to identify. All of these lower frequency patterns must be healed before you will be able to ascend or elevate your frequency or become more enlightened. And the fragments that specifically block your connection to your own divine self-love and joy is what Anthea specializes in. So, for many of my clients, as it was for myself, you may not be able to openly identify that you are lacking self-love and joy. I mean, I just thought the world was out to get me and that life was not fair. I could not see myself clearly, no matter how many self-help books or metaphysical workshops I went to. Anthea worked closely with these dogs to orchestrate events in my life that attempted to draw attention to the fact that there was something about myself I needed to be aware of, something lying deeply within me that needed my attention. She will show you any threads around betrayal, persecution, self-doubt, feelings of inadequacy, and fear of failing, which need to be healed, dissolved, and integrated within you so that you can stand more firmly and confidently within your light. All of these block your ability to connect fully into your purest frequency of divine self-love and joy. They also represent shadow sides of us. We all exist with both shadow and light versions, and the point is not to become all light, because that's not even possible. What we need to do is to integrate the shadows into the light and become fully blended versions of ourselves, much like the yin-yang symbol. But this can only be accomplished when these lower frequencies of the shadows are healed into a higher frequency and no longer affect us. And that's what makes these canine spirit guides so special. Anthea will identify exactly what's blocking your connection to your divine self-love and joy, maybe even share where it came from, what lifetime or experience created that blockage, and then she will provide the frequency to instantly dissolve it and realign you into that purest version of you. And as I have been mentioning, this frequency comes directly from the quantum field, where all things are possible, and there is no time or space limitation. This is all performed energetically and virtually through my channel with the Canine Spirit Guides. It's not something you have to work at or practice, but you do have to have the purest intention of healing completely and allowing the frequency to work within you. If you have any hesitation or doubt, if the ego tries to interfere, then this frequency shift will only be temporary for you. But if you truly desire and intend to shift on a deep level in a permanent way, this frequency will be granted permission to work within you and the way in which it is designed. And this is how instant healing is made possible. So some of the things that Anthea has helped my clients with are guilt around treatment of animals or around the death of an animal companion, not being able to move on after a loved one, a human loved one, has passed, recurring themes in your life such as lack of love, lack of success, or poverty, issues with the ego overpowering your intention, feelings of despair, unworthiness, loneliness, basically anything that affects the heart or the frequency of the heart chakra, so feelings of emotional pain or sadness or grief or longing, Anthea easily unravels the meaning behind these, the source of this pattern or this pain, and then clears it for you. There's so much more I could share with you about her, but I've done my best to summarize her highlights with you here. Basically, there is nothing I have found that she isn't capable of when it comes to assisting us. She consistently surprises me with her abilities and her frequency. No two sessions with her are ever identical. Okay, you guys, we need to take a quick break here, and when we return, I will introduce you to another canine spirit guide, Oscar. Remember, if you want to continue to learn about all things quantum, including the canine spirit guides, be sure to join me here every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Pacific time. And you can listen to previous shows in the archives at healthylife.net. You've been listening to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strong. Stay with us.
Dogs have a true purpose. If you love dogs, or even if you don't, you can expand your healing, spiritual awareness, and consciousness with the magic of Heather Lee Strom's book, Canine Spirit Guides. Canine Spirit Guides is an award-winning book giving you details on how special canine angels can appear and act as spirit guides to help you when you need them. Canine Spirit Guides. Buy it now at Amazon.com or visit HeatherLeeStrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Lee, Strom.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Now you can heal using Heather Lee Strom's Canine Spirit Guides. This energetic method unique to Heather Lee Strom can be done virtually worldwide to help you realize emotional and spiritual healing, to get answers to questions, and so much more. To take advantage of this advanced quantum healing experience, work with Heather and her Canine Spirit Guides. Just schedule your appointment on her website right now at HeatherLeeStrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Strom.com.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
A new dimension of healing awaits you with Heather Lee Strom. Heather Lee Strom, a quantum healing specialist and galactic canine channel, connects with the intergalactic version of our dogs to help you heal, expand, and elevate your consciousness with one-on-one sessions or in a group. You can experience her unique virtual healing sessions energetically to help you align and activate your highest potential. Sign up at her website today. Visit HeatherLeeStrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Lee, Strom.com. Howling at the Moon with the Canine Spirit Guides is a wonderful weekly TV show that Heather Lee Strom has created just for you on Gnostic TV. Imagine diving into the world of the Canine Spirit Guides to feel their powerful healing frequency help you just by watching the show. You'll even listen to interviews with inspiring guests and so much more on Howling at the Moon with the Canine Spirit Guides. It's free and you can register at HeatherLeeStrom.com. Click on Media and then Gnostic TV and you're there. HeatherLeeStrom.com.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom, where we bridge the gap from lost and confused to sacred and connected. Before the break, we were talking about the canine spirit guides, their connection with our dogs, and how they offer us quantum healing. And I introduced one of the canine spirit guides to you, Anthea, and shared who she is and how she assists us. And one thing I'd like to add to our discussion is that when you read the section in my book containing Anthea's stories, or for any of the canine guides, really, for that matter, you will be receiving her frequency. So you might be stirred and provoked and motivated to identify your own work that needs to be done. And this could look like you experiencing a little bit of anger or frustration directed at me or maybe at the stories I share. This happens when we are being triggered and requires you to look deeper into or deeper within yourself to discover the hidden messages, to see what fragments of you are reaching out from inside your soul and attempting to show you what needs your attention. So turn that mirror inward if you feel so provoked, because these responses or reactions represent a part of you that's struggling to come out into the light. Now, the next canine spirit guide I'd like to introduce you to is Oscar. Anthea carries feminine frequency. Her energy is very nurturing and motherly, warm and comforting. Oscar is a little bit different. He has a different focus in his work with humanity. He is a masculine energy that's also supporting and comforting, but a little more quiet and stoic. His presence is still, and his energy is somewhat cooler than Anthea, like a cool mountain stream. He reminds me a lot of that lion in the C.S. Lewis series, Chronicles of Narnia and the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. You know, Aslan, remember that? Oscar worked with me through two of my dogs, my German Shepherd dog, Nick, and my Belgian Malinois, Zozo. As with the dogs that worked with Anthea, both Nick and Zozo shared common threads of my healing journey that Oscar was attempting to assist me with. He worked with me through Nick from the age of 12 until I left for college at 20, and then again in my 30s with Zozo. Oscar works with us to restore our divine voice, expression, and our courage. As we saw with Anthea, traumatic experiences leading to limiting beliefs and control patterns can lock down and limit the frequency and the power of our own voice. Our ability to express ourselves becomes diminished, leading to a loss of our unique power as a sovereign human being. We become more fearful and hesitant, feeling more as a victim in our own reality. This can become a compounding experience, which causes us to dig ourselves into a pretty big hole in this regard. And in case you didn't already know, I mean, I only recently learned this myself, your voice carries the frequency not only of you, but of your power and courage. So if your voice is diminished or disabled in any way, it's a pretty serious issue, more than we commonly realize. Oftentimes, when these parts of us are blocked, they become oppressed by others. We succumb to deep-seated fear and anger, even suppressed rage that seems to have no origin. You may feel like your voice or your opinion does not matter. Maybe you feel insignificant, powerless, that it's not safe to speak your truth or speak up for yourself. And this can be further compounded by feeling unworthy, which would trigger Anthea to step in. Your fear could lead you to believe that the world is out to get you and that you must always be on guard. Broken fragments in your expression can lead to misusing your voice as well, with the intention of harming others or controlling others, as you may feel this to be the only way you can regain your sense of power and control. Oscar provides healthy, healing frequency to restore the unique expression of our voice. He works frequently with the throat chakra. Oscar worked diligently with me in all of the above areas. His assistance was so critical that even though I tried to part with Nick several times, he kept coming back. And eventually, he did deliver his message, and I was forced to acknowledge my suppressed rage I wasn't even aware of. Many of my clients that Oscar assists are completely unaware that they have issues in this area that need to be healed and cleared. we become so accustomed to making and adjusting our beliefs that we don't even notice how askew they are. As with all of the other guides, he will share with you the source of this fragment, whether it's this life or others, and will assist you in energetically clearing it instantly. Much like my impression of Aslan, Oscar, he's picky about how I say it, Oscar is mostly very powerful and commanding. In his presence, you feel completely supported and loved, nurtured. When his energy comes in, it's like a comforting, weighted blanket that just cradles you. Imagine the best father your daydream imagination can muster, and that's kind of what he's like. I have to imagine this because I didn't have my own daydream father. So if you had the perfect father, then you are ahead of the rest of us. And here I will say this again, just in case anyone missed it. These canine spirit guides are benevolent quantum frequencies. You could consider them cosmic frequencies. And as a collective, they come from many sources. As a quantum healing specialist, I always teach my clients to know where the frequencies they are working with are originate from, where they're coming from. Be sure to ask this question to keep yourself safe. Interestingly enough, both Oscar and Anthea assist us from a different solar system, but they are indeed in our galaxy. We're going to go total quantum here and take a walk on the wild side. Yes, I will tell you specific details about where they are, where they're from, and why this is significant. So get ready for an extraordinary experience and a little bit of astrology as we dig into where these incredible healing frequencies are actually coming from, and I bet you'll never guess. To think that our animals are capable of such is incredible, but we need to take a break right here, folks, and when we return, I will give you all the juicy details, plus I will introduce you to a third canine spirit guide. And by the way, if you'd like to experience a canine guide frequency for yourself, you can join me on my Gnostic TV program, Howling at the Moon with the Canine Guides, where I channel in their messages and their frequencies for you. Just go to my page, heatherleestrom.com, and visit the media page. You've been listening to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom. Stay with us.
Now you can heal using Heather Lee Strom's Canine Spirit Guides. This energetic method unique to Heather Lee Strom can be done virtually worldwide to help you realize emotional and spiritual healing, to get answers to questions, and so much more. To take advantage of this advanced quantum healing experience, work with Heather and her Canine Spirit Guides. Just schedule your appointment on her website right now at heatherleestrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Strom.com.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
A new dimension of healing awaits you with Heather Lee Strom. Heather Lee Strom, a quantum healing specialist and galactic canine channel, connects with the intergalactic version of our dogs to help you heal, expand, and elevate your consciousness with one-on-one sessions or in a group. You can experience her unique virtual healing sessions energetically to help you align and activate your highest potential. Sign up at her website today. Visit heatherleestrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Lee, Strom.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Howling at the Moon with the Canine Spirit Guides is a wonderful weekly TV show that Heather Lee Strom has created just for you on Gnostic TV. Imagine diving into the world of the Canine Spirit Guides to feel their powerful healing frequency help you just by watching the show. You'll even listen to interviews with inspiring guests and so much more on Howling at the Moon with the Canine Spirit Guides. It's free, and you can register at heatherleestrom.com. Click on Media, and then Gnostic TV, and you're there. heatherleestrom.com. Dogs have a true purpose. If you love dogs, or even if you don't, you can expand your healing, spiritual awareness, and consciousness with the magic of Heather Lee Strom's book, Canine Spirit Guides. Canine Spirit Guides is an award-winning book giving you details on how special canine angels can appear and act as spirit guides to help you when you need them. Canine Spirit Guides. Buy it now at Amazon.com or visit heatherleestrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Lee, Strom.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom, where we bridge the gap between lost and confused to sacred and connected. We've been discussing all things quantum and dogs today, and I'm introducing you to a few of the canine spirit guides. So far, we've met Anthea and Oscar, and before the break, I was about to share with you what constellation these two canine spirit guides are assisting humanity from. Both of these spirit guides collectives join us from the Centauri solar system in the Milky Way galaxy, which is our closest star system at 4.3 light years away. Oscar carries a frequency of Alpha Centauri, and Anthea is of Beta Centauri. Now, I knew nothing about these planets or this solar system before I began channeling these canine spirit guides. But now that I have visited these planets with the aid of these canine spirit guides, by projecting my consciousness, the work that they do and the healing that they offer us makes total sense. When I first began working with them, I asked to be shown where they are from, which they each did while I was in meditation with them. Oscar showed me a place that looked very much like Italy, and that everything was made of stone. The buildings were made of stone, the streets were made of stone, the fencing was made of stone. The environment had a bit of a sterile feel to it. It had a cooler ambience, but it was not cold, as in it wasn't negative energy. It was just very different from what we are used to here. It was a very well, balanced, masculine environment that was peaceful and loving. Later, I discovered that my soul originated or had its first incarnation on Alpha Centauri. So I connected with this race energetically and experienced their frequency, which was nearly identical to that of Oscar. So after interacting with the Alpha Centaurians several times, I was able to determine this is where Oscar had taken me, which he also confirmed. This makes so much sense because the Alpha Centaurians contain a purely balanced masculine frequency. Even the women, even the feminine specimens in this race are purely masculine energy. They are very fit, very strong, slender, muscular, and yet there is no competition between them. They live in total peace and in the interest of the collective. This is a planet and a race that has been where humanity is now and has managed to turn it all around and find that utopia. So this is where Oscar's masculine frequency and his desire to help us balance our masculine parts of us originates from. It just made total sense. Now, Anthea also took me to her home and showed me a lush, almost tropical location where the trees were very large. There was a tremendous amount of wildlife, and it was a very magical environment. I saw mushrooms the size of a small shed. At first, I thought it was Andromeda, but the frequency wasn't quite the same, so I kept looking. And earlier this year, I met the Hardarians from the Beta Centauri. Again, their frequency matched that of Anthea, and so did their environment And this also made total sense to me. The Hardarians carry the purest version of the divine feminine I have ever experienced. Both male and female members are feminine. Their civilization is kind of like a hippie commune. Everyone is joyful, loving, kind, and euphoric. They celebrate all things mother, including creation and transformation. They don't believe in conflict, and they don't have any weapons. They live in the purest version of peace, love, and harmony. It was the most beautiful thing I had ever seen or experienced. And this is the identical frequency that Anthea carries and shares. So this made total sense to me as well. Now, something else about Oscar and Anthea that I haven't shared with you yet, and that ties into these Centauri components, is they both also work with us to restore our divine feminine and masculine frequencies. And this is a lot more complex than you might realize. This is a huge disconnect in humanity right now because the majority of us are walking around with damaged, distorted, fragmented versions of these frequencies, which is why we have competition, lack, feelings of unworthiness, control issues, and social divisions based on wealth, education, race, and status. Neither one of these races, these Centaurian races, live this way, and we aren't designed to either. So we are receiving assistance from the quantum realm on many fronts to help us restore this distortion. And this is one of the many processes that is required in order for humanity to heal and come together as one people. In fact, Oscar and Anthea feel it is so important that they had me teach a workshop on it, which is available on in my online programs. It's called the Congruent Divine Feminine and Masculine Activation. So if you'd like to do that program for yourself to assist you in balancing out your divine feminine and masculine, it's available on my webpage, heatherleestrom.com, under offerings and life-changing programs. So check it out. Okay. So I promised to introduce you to a third of the canine spirit guides. By the way, there are actually over 50 of these canine spirit guides. So far I have four that came out in my first book that refer to themselves as the Core Four. Then I had another eight come out recently in working with my clients, and they call themselves the Essential Eight. So right now I'm working with 12 of these possible 50 in the work with my clients energetically. And as my clients have a need for a different canine spirit guide with a different focus or a different skill, new canine spirit guides will start to introduce themselves and come forward and volunteer to work with my clients. But let's meet the next canine spirit guide. And her name is Oregon. She's a very delicate, pristine, feminine energy. She reminds me a lot of Princess Diana, just very elegant. She's really different from Anthea and Oscar. She helps us to identify masks that we hide behind, and this can be really confusing to most people because most of us don't really realize that we're hiding behind a mask. So this was critical for me in my healing journey, because this was the last missing link that I had to unravel before I could move on into that higher realm. This is what she specializes in. So I'm going to expand upon this and give you a little bit more detail when we come back from our break. You've been listening to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom. If you would like to learn more about these canine spirit guides, please be sure to check out their webpage at the letter K, number 9, spiritguides.com. Stay with us. We will be right back.
Hey, new dimension of healing awaits you with Heather Lee Strom. Heather Lee Strom, a quantum healing specialist and galactic canine channel, connects with the intergalactic version of our dogs to help you heal, expand, and elevate your consciousness with one-on-one sessions or in a group. You can experience her unique virtual healing sessions energetically to help you align and activate your highest potential. Sign up at her website today. Visit heatherleestrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Lee, Strom.com.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Howling at the Moon with the Canine Spirit Guides is a wonderful weekly TV show that Heather Lee Strom has created just for you on Gnostic TV. Imagine diving into the world of the Canine Spirit Guides to feel their powerful healing frequency help you just by watching this show. You'll even listen to interviews with inspiring guests and so much more on Howling at the Moon with the Canine Spirit Guides. It's free and you can register at heatherleestrom.com. Click on Media and then Gnostic TV and you're there. HeatherLeeStrom.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Dogs have a true purpose. If you love dogs, or even if you don't, you can expand your healing, spiritual awareness, and consciousness with the magic of Heather Lee Strom's book, Canine Spirit Guides. Canine Spirit Guides is an award-winning book giving you details on how special canine angels can appear and act as spirit guides to help you when you need them. Canine Spirit Guides. Buy it now at Amazon.com or visit HeatherLeeStrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Lee, Strom.com. Now you can heal using Heather Lee Strom's Canine Spirit Guides. This energetic method, unique to Heather Lee Strom, can be done virtually worldwide to help you realize emotional and spiritual healing, to get answers to questions, and so much more. To take advantage of this advanced quantum healing experience, work with Heather and her Canine Spirit Guides. Just schedule your appointment on her website right now at heatherleestrom.com. That's Heather, L-E-I-G-H, Strom.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom, where we bridge the gap from lost and confused to sacred and connected. Today we've been venturing into the quantum to meet the Canine Spirit Guides. So far we've met Anthea and Oscar, and I just introduced Oregon before the break. So we left off with Oregon and how she assists us in identifying masks that we hide behind. These well-constructed shields block us from seeing ourselves fully and also prevent us from sharing our purest essence with ourselves and with others. But they also block our ability to connect with our own soul, our own higher selves. So it's really important, if you're on a spiritual mission, a quest to find to a higher part of you, a wiser part of you, that this mask be identified and removed in order for you to find that connection and be able to access it easily. We acquire or construct masks once again when we experience trauma or when the ego feels threatened. The ego will try and protect us from future trauma by constructing a mask or a shield that prevents us from seeing certain parts of ourselves that might cause us pain. And these masks also assist us in projecting a version of us that is perceived to be safe when interacting with other people. So this is a fictional version of us that we begin to believe, but which is actually not our true version. So these masks are two-sided. If you imagine a Halloween mask and holding it up in front of your face, on the inside of the mask would be a mirror. The mirror filters how we experience the world based on our trauma. The outside of the mask the front of the mask portrays a fictitious version of us to the world based on our trauma as well. So both components of the mask must be healed and integrated. And when this happens, you begin to perceive the world and your experience in it differently. You are no longer a victim. You can easily see the magic in the world. You can easily see messages from your soul that are being reflected to you through other people. And it's a painless yet enlightening experience. So unlike someone giving you your bad news, it's just a gentle nudge that you can see clearly, acknowledge, and take aligned action on without having any emotion to it. But as long as this mask is in place, you will feel easily threatened by others and by the world. This was one of my biggest obstacles and why so many of the strategies I attempted through my life never took hold. As long as these masks stayed in place, I continued to experience the distortion my ego believed to be true. Audagon makes this really easy, and I'm always amazed at the variation of masks that I've witnessed her identify. Everyone has a different version of a mask. Some of them are just eye masks. Some of them are more elaborate, like a Halloween mask. Some of them are huge and are more like a shield covering the entire front side of the body, reflecting the amount of perceived trauma that that person has experienced. Some masks are on the back side of the body, and I've even seen some over the crown. I taught a workshop once with Audagon, and she went around the room showing me everyone's masks, and they were all different and obviously constructed for very different reasons. This would be hard to identify on your own, as most of my clients have no idea they are utilizing a mask, and neither did I. I really enjoy working with Audagon. She's so different from the first two guys I introduced you to. Her frequency is really, really high and can be difficult for some people to hold on to. So she usually requires my clients to work with Anthea and Oscar first so that they are more easily able to elevate their frequency and absorb hers. You see, once you get the baggage out of the way, once you remove the blockages, which contain very low frequency, then you create more space to expand energetically, allowing you to hold on to higher frequency. So when you don't have the capacity to hold this higher frequency, when you come in contact with it, it short circuits your nervous system like the ground fault in the bathroom. This is a protective mechanism of the nervous system, and it will make you fall asleep. It will shut you down so that your circuits don't get overloaded. It's pretty cool, isn't it? Now, you can continue to work with that frequency when the mind is turned off because you have a better capacity of processing it with the ego out of the way. So if you're working with meditations, or maybe you've worked with an in the past and you've noticed that you have a tendency to want to fall asleep, or you might actually conk out during the session, this means that a frequency is coming in that's higher than your capacity to hold. It just means you need to do more work so that you can get to the point where you can successfully embody this frequency and not have your physical body shut down. And sometimes I'll even have people work with their meditations while they sleep so that this can easily be adjusted and expanded behind the scenes, so to speak. So many meditation instructors will tell you not to fall asleep during a meditation, but there are some instances where you want to sleep with a meditation in order to integrate that frequency, assuming that that frequency of that program is pure and of the light. One time, I did a group event with the Canine Spirit Guides. They had me schedule it, but they did not tell me what it was about. So you can imagine it was really hard to promote since I didn't know what my target audience was, who needed to be there, or what was going to happen. And then 3 days before the event was to start, the canine guides told me to do a pre-event to get the participants ready. Which really threw me for a loop, because that's not a lot of time to promote an event before an event, and I didn't think I'd have time to get everyone there. But much to my surprise, I had more people at that last-minute pre-event than I actually did at the original event. And also, to my surprise, I discovered why it was so urgent to schedule this in. What I did not know at the time was that Oregon was going to be working with the group in this main event. Up until this point, she had never worked with an inexperienced group before. Pre-event was necessary in order to give this group what she called a hall pass. Isn't that incredible? So this group was able to experience something beyond their ability just because she prepared them ahead of time. So I have a lot of stories like that to share with you, but we need to take a break right now. So you are listening to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom. Stay with us.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
You've been listening to the Quantum Journey Show with Heather Lee Strom. Thank you for joining me today. If you've been intrigued by our topic today and want to experience the healing frequency of the Canine Spirit Guides for yourself, you might consider scheduling your own one-on-one session. Just go to my webpage, heatherleestrom.com, Heather, LEIGHSTROM.com, and visit my offerings to schedule your own session. Please remember to join me every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Thank you very much. And remember, elevate your frequency and transform your reality.